everyone, this is your host, Cobra, and you are listening to The Barbershop. You're on RacismExplained.org and BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com, exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is, so that you can navigate this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting system. I am broadcasting to you today. We're going to be talking about the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. I usually don't do sports, but since this is what everyone is talking about, this is what's on everyone's mind, and there's definitely racism, white supremacy in this contest. I want to very briefly, because like I said, I don't spend a lot of time on sports, but when it relates, I definitely talk about it, and there is racism, white supremacy to expose in this joke of a bout that's coming up here in August in Las Vegas. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is going for his 50th win against this Conor McGregor, this great white hope. And the whole world's talking about it. The whole world's getting all bent out of shape about it. And for what? So we'll get to that in a second. Make sure you get at me on Twitter. My hashtag is at Cobra_org. And or you can email me at Cobra.org@mail.com. Again, that's Cobra.org@mail.com. And let's start that conversation. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. Now, Conor McGregor, allegations of racism. Floyd Mayweather, allegations of hate speech. It's all a bunch of crap, folks. Conor McGregor's father, he comes out and he is trying to convince the world that his son is not a racist. His son is being called a racist because he has referred to Mayweather as a monkey. He's referred to that scene in Rocky III with all the black men in the gym training. He's referred to them as a bunch of dancing monkeys. He's given Floyd Mayweather orders like he's his slave at the various press conferences that they've had over the past few weeks. I mean, they've taken this shit show all over the globe. They got all the major capitals, baby. Los Angeles, New York City, London. They even took this shit show to London, folks. All of it is a big joke. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is it's not enough to say that he's a professional boxer. This man is the greatest of his time. He has not lost a bout. He is a professional boxer. He is the greatest of his time. And the biggest fight of his career is a fight against an amateur at best. Conor McGregor is not a professional boxer. This man is, I guess you can call him an amateur. He's not a professional, let alone he's not a contender. He's not even a professional. And this, folks, is where you get the racism, white supremacy. The racism, white supremacy, because this is Floyd Mayweather's biggest fight. His biggest fight of all time. Never mind what Conor McGregor is being accused of saying. Never mind the fact that he's thrown racial epithets at women, at black women. He's thrown racial epithets at Floyd Mayweather. You see, he can hide behind the guise of, well, you know, I was just promoting the fight. I was promoting the fight. We were looking to sell tickets. See, that's what he will say. And that's fine. But you have to always understand, whenever there's a white person, there is racism, white supremacy. You have to know how to look for it. Never mind what he said. That makes no difference. You know, he's going to always say, well, I was just promoting the fight. I wanted to sell tickets. I wanted to sell pay-per-view buys for the biggest payday of my life. The biggest payday of my miserable cracker life. That's what he's going to say. Now, but where does the racism, white supremacy come into play? You take Floyd Mayweather. Hasn't lost a bout yet. hasn't lost anything. And his biggest payday is against a white man, an untrained, non-professional white fighter. This is Floyd Mayweather's biggest fight. Again, you have a pro, not only a pro, but the best in the business, going up against someone that is not even a professional. And this is the professional's biggest fight of his career. Why is it Floyd Mayweather's biggest fight of his career? This is how you get the racism, white supremacy. Conor McGregor is a white man. I have not heard him say he is a white man, but I think it's safe to assume he's a white man, given the press he's been given and given how people have taken to him, and also given the racial epithets. Clearly, the man, he identifies himself as white. Now, he's not a professional, but yet he's in the biggest boxing match of all. This is the biggest boxing match of all time. Why do you think that is? For someone that's not a professional, hasn't fought in one professional boxing match, he finds himself in the biggest match of all time. How is that? That is because the white people, the white folks that are going crazy over this fight. They're going crazy. They're going nuts. That shit crazy. They are looking at Conor McGregor, the great white cracker hope. They are looking at him as the great white hope. Emphasize the word white. Now, again, what is racism? Racism is the belief in the superiority of one group over all other groups. In 2017, what group is that? That's the white group. Why are they calling themselves white? Why are they calling themselves the white group? Because they see themselves as different from you. Why are they different? Because they have identified themselves as white, meaning that they are the ones not to be mistreated. They are members of the white race, a construct developed by Europeans. They call themselves white. So they are separating themselves from you, which in and of itself is racist. And so if they're separating themselves from you, then in the European mind, a black champion, a nigga champion does not represent them. A nigga champion does not represent humanity, because this is what white represent. White represents humanity. Good little Christian wasp crackers. That's what white represents, humanity. And Floyd Mayweather is a nigga. He's a no good, low down, uneducated, unread, unclean, non-human, dumb nigga. This is not Cobra saying, this is how they think of him. This is why they treat him the way they do. And I feel very bad for Floyd Mayweather, because like he said, he loves all people. And I believe Floyd Mayweather, victim of racism, white supremacy. He is a victim, folks. I don't give a shit how much money he's making. He is a victim being paraded out there in front of all those people that hate his fucking guts. Do you think that's easy? I don't give a shit how much money there. That's not easy. People snarling at him, spitting at him, wishing him ill will. I hope you lose, you dumb nigga. See, this is what Money Mayweather has to deal with. And you have Conor McGregor on the opposite end of things. He is a white man. And his racism, white supremacy is in the fact that he's taking this fight in the first place. His benefit from his white skin. He by taking this fight, he feeds into the narrative of us versus them. White versus black. the white race versus the black race. We are something different. We need our own champion. So we look to Conor McGregor, for he's our greatest hope. He's our greatest white hope. And yes, all of the attention he is getting, that's just indication that he is viewed as white by all these white crackers that are looking at him as the great white hope. And the mere fact that he is not rejecting this, he's taking this opportunity. Oh, because he's just a poor little humble Irishman that 5 years ago he was living on welfare, collecting money from the government, living off the county check in Dublin or wherever the hell he's from. Now all of a sudden he's a big hot shot, driving big cars. Everyone telling him he's the man. All of a sudden someone got some little camera, filmed some little street fight, and all of a sudden now this great white hope, this wasp, is some big star. Get the hell out of here. But the mere fact that he's accepting of this responsibility to be this great white hope is all the indication that you need. He views himself as white. What is white? Your host, Cobra, consistently reminds you, what is white? White. They're not talking about skin color. They're talking about the race. What is race? It's the dividing of groups of people into hierarchy. Hierarchy based on what? Not based on foot size. Not based on intellect. Based on physical features. Primarily being color. See, Conor McGregor is a member of the white race, and he is fighting for the white race. Never mind all the bullshit he's been saying, all the racial epithets, blah, blah, blah. He's selling fights. That's his excuse for that. But the mere fact that he is participating, the mere fact he did not come out and say, you know what, I am not a great white hope. We are just two fighters fighting. I'm not doing this for white people. I'm not a white person. I am a human being. And you just have two human beings in here fighting. I do not identify as white. If I win this, this is not some type of a check in the box for white people or for the white race. This fight is not meant to in any kind of way validate white people. White people's athletic prowess. Or anything like that. He didn't say that. Now did he? Because he is accepting of his responsibility as a white man to go out here and win one for Team White. Racism, white supremacy. Oh, and by the way, only in a racist society where you could have some cracker 5 years ago that was living on welfare. Again, like I said, living on the county check, all of a sudden now he's in the biggest boxing match ever. Not just of it, not of his career, or of Floyd Mayweather's career. The biggest boxing match ever, and he's not even a professional. Has not won one professional fight. All of a sudden now, he's in the biggest bout of all time. Get the hell out of here. And you still got people sitting here thinking racism doesn't exist. Not understanding racism. Wanting to sing kumbaya and hold hands with white people. Wanting to work on their jobs and do what they say. Hoping, thinking they can rise all the way to the top and be an example of how well-behaved the niggers can be and how we should be accepted. Just wanting to be accepted by white people. That's the problem of the so-called black middle class. There is no black middle class. But to the people that belong, that think they belong to a black middle class, this is their issue. Wanting to be accepted, held, cuddled like a little pet by these white folks. And all the while, white folks out here shooting black people like dogs in the street. Shooting black people like niggers. Floyd Mayweather says he loves everyone. He loves everyone. I believe him. I believe he believes that. But you see, Floyd, they don't love you. It's okay at a certain point to say, you know what? I don't love you right back. I don't like you right back. It's okay to say, white people make me sick. Because their behavior is sickening. Collectively, their behavior is sickening. These people are very sickening. These people are a very, very terroristic group of people. As a matter of fact, they're the most terroristic on the planet, period. The numbers don't lie. How many wars have Europeans been in, started, been a part of? Who are the people that created the atomic bomb? What kind of shit is that? Who thinks of going around and developing a capability to destroy the world 10 times over? Get the hell out of here. Nobody but Europeans, aka white folks, had this kind of mindset. These people are terrorists. Floyd Mayweather is a victim. Conor McGregor is a terrorist. He is a member of the white race. The rich white racist honky elite at that, because now he is rich. But he's still racist. They're all racist. I hope Floyd Mayweather makes quick work of this McGregor. I hope he gets his ass stomped. And don't feel too bad for McGregor, because at the end of the day, this man will be laughing all the way to the bank while he continues to practice racism, white supremacy, and Floyd Mayweather continues to be a victim, no matter how much money he gets paid. All right, folks, you've been listening to The Barbershop. That's it for the day. Like I said, I wanted to dedicate this show just exclusively to this Mayweather and this McGregor, because it really is a shit show. These fools going all around the globe promoting their racism. You know, Floyd Mayweather throwing out there all types of faggots and hoe and bitch towards McGregor. I mean, it's just a real clown show. That's all it is. But I probably will watch, if only for the purpose of just reporting back my thoughts on just the cut, because I know there's going to be a shitload of racism, white supremacy, and the coverage is just loaded with racism, white supremacy. I won't get into it now because I don't have my notes. It's too much. But that, oh man, the way they're talking about McGregor, like, oh, he has a chance and everyone's here to see McGregor, which, by the way, is correct. Everyone is there to see McGregor. That is true. Again, highlighting racism, white supremacy. Seeing McGregor for what? Hell, he ain't good. The man is not even a pro. This is not the UFC. This is a boxing match. He's not a pro boxer. Theoretically, he should get his ass whooped. And everyone knows this. So why are they attracted? Just the mere fact that this wasp, this white Anglo-Saxon person, could beat this nigga. Oh, man. It is just it's the wet dream of all the little racist white supremacists across the globe. All of them, especially the ones in Ireland. The niggers are white people, according to what some of the Irish folks I've heard talk about their problems amongst other white people. The niggers of white people. But let it be known, folks, Irish people are now white, and they do practice racism, white supremacy. All right. So this has been The Barbershop. I'm your host, Cobra. Make sure you get at me at cobra_org. That's my Twitter handle. Or you can email me cobra.org@mail.com. Again, that's cobra.org@mail.com. And let's get that conversation started. Let's expose these people for what they are. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. The next show, you know, we will get back to Dr. Mariba Anai. and her work, her classic, most important work, Urugu. You must understand Europeans in order to understand racism, white supremacy, or you will never get it. All right, folks, this is your host, Cobra, signing out.